Hello.
Hi, this is Jesus. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion poll. Do you have a couple moments to spare, sir?
Not really, but go ahead.
All right. Perfect. The survey is a public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Now, I'll just take a few moments of your time. Now, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
I think you're on the right track.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County? This could be anything.
You what now?
What do you consider is the most important issue facing Ector County?
I don't know.
For example, like education issues, quality of life in general, anything.
Well, education is good.
Okay, education issues, okay. Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County would be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I don't know. Things are up and down all the time.
Okay. I understand that. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in that?
I don't know. I have one of them now. I don't have a job.
Oh, okay. I see. What would you say? You're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not really concerned.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read a list. A list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each. In Ector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor will be the options. So I just go down the list really quickly so I don't take up too much of your time. Now, a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. You consider that excellent, good, fair, poor.
That's fair.
Okay. The next one is the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Fair.
Okay. Offering good job opportunities in your field.
Do what now?
Offering job opportunities in your field.
It's good.
Okay. Public transportation.
It's fair.
Okay, thank you so much. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
It's good.
Okay, perfect. Natural beauty and physical setting.
Fair.
Fair? Okay. Public safety and low crime.
Fair.
Fair, okay. Availability of quality health care in Ector County.
It's good.
Okay. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Do what now?
Do you consider Ector County welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
It's good.
Good? Okay.
Yeah.
Quality? Okay. Quality of the public schools?
It's good.
Okay. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair.
Okay. Just a few more. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
It's fair.
Okay. Availability of affordable housing.
Yeah, I would say it's good.
Okay. And the last one on this list, the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
It's good.
It's good. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Now, this list, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The same options, excellent, good, fair, or poor. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
It's good.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries.
I'd say fair.
Okay. People like you.
Good.
Okay. Young single people.
It's good for them too.
Perfect. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
It's good, but it's tough.
I understand. How about families with children?
Oh, yeah. It's a struggle. It's good.
Okay. All right. Just a couple more. People living below the poverty line.
It's fair.
Okay. How about retirees?
I think it's all right.
Okay.
It's better.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Good or fair?
Good.
Okay. And racial and ethnic minorities?
It's, well, I really don't have a...
Okay.
It's good.
Good? Okay. I understand. Okay, thank you so much for that list. Now, just a few more questions. I'm about 60% done, okay? How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's excellent.
Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it'll stay about the same.
Okay. All right. Now, economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Familiar.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or very familiar?
Somewhat.
Okay. Just a few more questions, sir, and I really do appreciate you taking the time. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident, was that it, sir? Or very confident?
Just somewhat.
Okay. All right. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar. Somewhat familiar.
Well, as far as I can tell, it's good.
Okay. All right. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Okay. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. All right. Now, in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Would it be like poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere? Family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children?
I'd say fair.
Okay. Fair. Okay. All right. Yeah. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school? Some college? College graduate?
Yeah. I graduated and I got some vocational trades too.
Okay, so a college graduate or a graduate degree.
Well, I don't have a degree, but I mean, I graduated.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Okay, say that again.
Like your political party identification. Now, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Republican.
Okay. All right. Now, what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 59 years old, so.
Okay. All right, that would be in the 50 to 64. Yeah. Now, do you have a school-age child living in your household?
The what now?
Do you have someone who's school-aged child, like a child living in your household? That's
yeah,
okay.
He's a senior this next year.
Okay, perfect. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic,
white.
Latino. Okay. Perfect. Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Well, my job was, but I'm not in there anymore.
Oh, okay. I see. All right.
It's in the oil and gas industry.
Oh, okay. I see. Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student,
no,
or currently unemployed? You had already mentioned.
Unemployed.
Currently unemployed, correct. Now, in terms of your gender, of course, I know, do you consider yourself a male? This is just a question, just, you know, for political reasons. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Now, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you very much for taking the time out. Okay, sir. I really do appreciate it. Your opinion is very important to us. Thank you very much again for helping us out today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.